Good morning, folks. Welcome to WFIW, the Bruce Dickey Show. Here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM 104.9 Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Joined this morning by a couple of coaches from New Hope Grade School here in Fairfield. They are having an outstanding athletic year. Well, I presume an outstanding academic year as well, but an outstanding athletic year for sure. I'm going to need to pull that to you, Tommy. That's about, you need to have about 4 to 6 inches away whenever you're talking to that thing. Please welcome. And he was, I got to mention it. You were supposed to be here last week, but I'm so glad I've been able to get him in here today. I've had to go drag him, push, pull, or rent sale. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Justin Hodges. How you doing, Justin?
Morning, Bruce.
Good to see you today.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I'm glad to have you. I'm glad. Justin is the head coach of the New Hope girls basketball team, and congratulations on your fine season.
Thank you very much. I'm very proud of the girls.
You ought to be. And to his left and to my right, the head coach of the boys basketball team, who is playing on Saturday, it's Tommy Newman. How you doing, Tommy? Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. Doing great.
I'm glad to hear it. Tommy is all right. Now, how do you want to do this? You want to? Who wants to go first? Because I'm going to ask you about your kids and your teams and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and start real quick, and then that way Tommy can have a good portion for his boys.
Let me tell you then. Let me ask you. I can only presume, Justin, and talking to folks, I wasn't able to get down there. We had games. But in talking to folks, the excitement around New Hope New Hope Grade School last week around the girls was very huge and exciting. And did you have a lot of fans down at the Wren Lake?
Yeah, all three games we had quite a few fans.
Tell me about the trip to state.
Well, on the first round we played Cypress Buncombe and went down on that big floor. The girls were a little nervous to start off, but we ended up.
What did they think of that? What did they think about their visit to Wren Lake? Had any of them ever been down there to see a game?
I don't know if they had or not. They probably were a couple years ago when the boys went down and played with Coach Newman, but they'd have been younger, so sure. They would have just been as fans, you know.
Yeah.
But they were probably more impressed with the locker rooms than anything, so.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Why is that?
Just because it's a locker room, I guess.
Where do you dress at New Hope?
They dress downstairs, but it's not really much of a locker room. It's an old band room or whatever.
So. All right, so you had Cypress Buncombe.
Yes, sir.
How'd that go?
Well, we didn't know much about them, and we was able to extend them out and actually hit quite a few shots and beat them 42-15, so it was a pretty easy game. A lot easier than we expected.
Now, was it I saw that score, and I haven't had a chance to talk to you about it. Were you did they miss shots or did you defend just really well?
They couldn't do anything against our defense. We turned them over quite a bit. They couldn't get many good looks, and we just finished well in transition. So
then that brings up the next game on a Thursday night, I believe, against the Germantown, right?
Yes.
The Germantown Fighting Shane Deest.
I don't know what they are, but they got something in the water because they're four-time state champs, and they'd have beat some high school teams. It would have took us.
Now, tell me about Germantown.
Well, they're all – they all seem about Kevin Greathouse's size with longer arms.
Is that right?
And quick, yeah.
So they're like 6 feet tall.
Yep.
5'9", 5'10", 5'11", 6". And they're big.
Yes.
And they can dribble.
And quick.
And quick.
Yep.
Where does Germantown feed into? Does that
Breeze.
Feed into Breeze or Okaville?
So does Albers and so does Bartelso.
Bartelso does
all
too.
Those.
See, that's the other wild thing to me about the whole tournament process down at Wren Lake last week is he had Germantown playing Bartelso for the state championship. How many times had they played each other on the season?
Well, just once this year, actually.
Oh, really?
But the Bartelso coach had told us in the first round games, told Kevin Greathouse, that he's going to go to Germantown's graduation this year just to make sure those girls actually leave the school. He's tired of seeing them the last 4 years.
Well, they've won four in a row.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
They're good. They'd beat a lot of high school teams. So.
Did they lose any games this season?
They lost one to Highland, and they were missing their best player, and Highland won Class L.
Oh, is that right?
And they beat Highland when they had their full team easily. They're the best team in girls basketball in the state, in our association.
Wow, and they're in the small school level, too.
Yeah. Of all the eight teams that were at Class S State this year, we could have beat the other six. Germantown had it took perfect. Yeah, we could have beat Waltonville. We just didn't play well. We didn't hit shots.
Well, I was going to ask you about we're going to talk about the Waltonville game, the third-place game, too.
Yeah.
It's not like you ran into a buzzsaw there. You had – Were the kids tired? They just didn't execute?
We just didn't any shots.
One of those bad days,
yep.
Huh?
So, and they hit a couple threes and a couple long twos in the second half that extended it. So,
is that one of the things that happens in girls' grade school basketball that you don't see elsewhere quite the extent? Is that if you got a hot shooter gets a six, five, six, seven point lead, it's pretty tough to overcome.
Yeah, and if I had a dollar for every missed layup in my coaching career by girls, I'd be retired right now.
Well, that happens. Part of that. See, the thing is, you got to have somebody rebounding on the other side.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the scores. I know the Germantown score was
36-11. I'm pretty certain.
36-11. How many scores? How many teams did they keep under single digits this year?
Quite a few. They beat Bartelso.
It was most, wasn't it?
They were up 14-0 after the first quarter on Bartelso in the championship. I think they end up winning 35-15 or something like that. So they're just that good. So. But I'm proud of the girls. This is one of the few teams I've had. This team improved more from October 1st through the end of the season than any team I've had. So,
who were some of the girls?
Well, Lainey Milner, Lexi Hobbs, Allie Bunning, Kylie Stewart, and Leah Bauer started for me.
Uh-huh.
And then off the bench we had, hopefully I don't forget somebody, Callie Vaughn.
You knew I was going to ask a roster. Colby. Tommy, this is just telling you I'm going to ask a roster here pretty soon.
Colby Sutton, Brittany Titzer, Jacqueline Sims, Jalen Edwards, and then we had Cody Nobles for the first half of the season, and she still came to practice stuff, but she was hurt from Thanksgiving on. So those are my 11 varsity girls.
They must have been thrilled. Must have been such a good time.
I mean, they were a little disappointed when we lost the third place game, but kids are going to be that way. But then they understood for our girls at New Hope, they're only the fourth team to bring home a trophy.
So, oh, really?
In the history of us going down to state. I mean, we've been to state, but they're only 14 make a trophy round, so.
Well, that's wonderful. And you know, and a lot of these kids were probably on that softball team, too,
yes.
That went down.
Well,
there.
We're four, thanks to Tommy's victory and the boys on Monday, we're 4-4 at school this year on
that's
our
amazing.
Regionals. So.
That's very impressive. Tommy, appreciate you coming in this morning. So Saturday you're going to be able to get to the game. You're not going to have to work.
I scheduled off in advance because if I don't go to state, I still go to state and watch.
Oh, I see.
So I always try to get that day off. So.
Now, this is the second time you've taken New Hope to down to Red Lake?
Third time.
What were the other years?
Let's see. That my first year out there would have been, 2011 or 12, I believe. We got second place in 2014 and this year. So.
Who'd you replace out at the New
Scott York? Webb was the coach right before me.
Okay.
Out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me about the squad. Now, tell me a little bit about Monday night's game. I know that you and the New Hope and Jasper, it's a rivalry. This was the third time you played this season?
Third time, yes.
And played in you lost the first two.
We did. Listen, Jasper is about as big a load as you're going to face in a grade school Class S team.
Yeah.
Size, speed, athleticism. I mean, they're just a handful.
I heard I haven't been able to get to too many games. I saw that the first game it was a sizable loss.
Well, then, first game was 10 points.
First time,
and we actually
10.
Had a lead in that game late.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
but their size got to us and had a ton of offensive rebounds and stick backs on us. And we just had a hard time dealing with it. The second time we played, they got us pretty good. Maybe, I think it was about 100, maybe. Something like that. They gave it to us pretty good.
Justin was just talking about the improvement over the course of the year. What's the record, by the way?
We're 20-3.
Yeah.
So it's not like
Who's your other loss?
We had the West Salem loss in the conference tournament. Yeah, we just in overtime, so we didn't play great that night, but it happens. And Jasper's the other two, so we had a pretty good. We were 19-3 going in, so it wasn't like we were slouches, but boy, Jasper had just handled us.
Well, the thing is also, and it's you like to schedule. You don't just schedule teams around here, do you? I mean, you schedule pretty widely.
Coach Great, he's the AD out there, obviously, and he does a good job trying to get us a nice mix of games. You know, we picked up last minute. We had a team cancel us because of a snow day a couple weeks ago, and Opdyke Bell Rive calls it at 3:00 and said they had somebody cancel us their eighth grade night. Wanted to know if we'd come over and play.
Oh, is that right?
So we jumped in the cars and went over and played that night. Well, turned out Opdyke won a regional the other night, a surprise regional.
Yeah, upset Field, didn't they?
No, they upset Ewing, who was a good, solid ball club. So that's one of those games where, you know, I think we've now beaten three other regional champions maybe right now that's in the field. So
how do you prepare? if when you get the phone call? I mean, it's not like you're putting in a new game plan.
No, it's one of those things where we're just going to show up and do what we do and try to make adjustments on the fly, and hopefully I can get a hold of all the kids to show up. That was my one to the print, and the principal called and said, "Man, I really could use a favor here." And
how many hours did you have to put it together? Because I
45 minutes.
No kidding.
I called everybody in 45 minutes and got it worked out that we'd have enough people to show up. So, and you know, being that we're going to travel to Mount Vernon that night anyway,
most
parents were ready to go already.
Sure.
So it wasn't a big adjustment. Just me actually, you know, kids just got off the bus and just me trying to catch everybody.
Yeah.
Parents were great. They got them over there, and it was supposed to snow that night.
Okay.
So, you know, they were great getting everybody over there.
Well,
so.
You know, that's half the battle too, isn't it, Tommy? The cooperation of the parents.
Oh, it's a, you know, 75% of the battle. I mean, if they don't get them to practice and they don't get them to open gyms in the summer and they don't get them to all, you know, we don't have buses anymore out there. We don't take buses to games anymore.
Really?
So the parents have to take them to every game.
When did that stop?
What, about 3 years ago? Probably about 3 years ago. Financially, they thought it was too much.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what? I'm knock on wood, my gosh, it'll probably change this Saturday. But I've never had a game where somebody just didn't show up.
No,
you know,
kidding.
Parents have got them to every game, and we go to Allendale, and we have some in Mount Carmel several times.
Well, at New Hope, or I'd see you were coaching at Jeff beforehand, right?
Years ago. I went
years
to Jeff and Jasper over the years.
Okay.
So I've been in a lot of different places, but this is the first time we've had to take our own kids.
Yeah.
You know, and I've never had anybody not show up, so.
That's
fortunate.
Well, you're fortunate, but that's also got to be kind of a point of anxiety.
Well, it's terrible anxiety. I mean, you know, I'm on the horn. If I look at the clock and I think they're 3 minutes late, I'm calling people.
Well, you see, that's why you got everybody in your cell phone ready to go.
Bet.
I'm talking with Tommy Newman along with Justin Hodges. We're talking about New Hope basketball, and we're talking about some other things, too. We'll probably maybe bring up a little Big Ten basketball between these folks and might even mention
the Instant Classic last night.
Might talk a little bit about that. Yeah. If you're going to bring up Illinois basketball, I'm going to start talking about Bengals. You know that.
All's fair.
We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these. Folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM. Appreciate you tuning in. I've got Tommy Newman along with Justin Hodges in here. They are the winter head coaches out at New Hope School. New Hope having a fine athletic year as they have advanced to the state tournament in both softball and baseball, and both girls basketball and boys basketball. And, Justin, you never did say your final record. I didn't catch that.
Well, it's not as impressive as the boys. We ended up, I want to say, 15 and 10 maybe.
Yeah.
So, but we played a lot of Class L schools and stuff and lost a couple, quite a few 2-3-point games that were close and had an injury for a while. Laney Milner was out a few games. Lexi Hobbs was sick a while. And, like I said, we lost Cody Noble. So,
was it a when you won, you were number one seed going
No,
in.
We were 3 seed.
Oh, I thought you were the one.
Nope.
Who was the one?
The one was St. Joe.
Oh, okay. Okay. And Mount Carmel, St. Mary? Oh, Bluford was two?
Yep.
So you beat Bluford in the
semis? Yep. Beat them 45-41, and they're big.
Did that surprise some folks?
It surprised them. It didn't surprise me. I thought we were going to be the best team going into that regional. Most grade school coaches vote by record and head-to-head. And we'd split with St. Joe and split with St. Mary's, but by the time we were voting, we hadn't played them twice yet.
Oh, I
see. Know, so we lost a 2-point game to St. Mary's first game of the year and lost a 2-point game to St. Joe. And then we hadn't played Blueford, you know, so and played a bunch of big schools because most of these other Class S schools play small schools.
Tommy, explain to me why he has an 8-team his state tournament's only 8-team, but you got to win 4 games to win state. It's 16 teams at the in the boys.
There's just so many more Class S boys
able
schools,
to carry boys,
and it's I'm telling you, it's a dogfight. You got to win 2 games just to get to a trophy round,
right?
You know, it's a tough gig.
You've got the West Salem this Saturday,
correct.
And that's at 1:15. You're in the top half of the bracket. Who are the other teams in your bracket, in your side of the bracket, that are really good squads? I'm looking at it. You already mentioned OBR, Opdyke, Belle-Rive, and Altamont Lutheran. Yeah. Cairo's won before.
Cairo is a load this year, from what I understand. So it'll be an interesting match if we can get that far.
Cairo plays Creel Springs. You've got Our Lady of somebody, Heron. Who's the OLMC? What's that mean? Do you even know?
I don't know. Not a clue. I see him down
You'll see him down there at noon. And they'll play Carrier Mills, then New Hope West Salem. Down on the other side, it's Valmire versus Summersville, St. Laborie versus All Saints Breeze, St. John Chester versus Central City, and Woodlawn versus Albers Damiensville. Woodlawn always brings a great crew.
From what I understand, and I've just from researching this year and watching teams, Woodlawn, Central City are both a load, and they're on the same side of the bracket. Good news for New Hope.
Well, the thing is, they're in the they're all both in the same quarter.
Yeah, we won't
too.
Have to see them, either one of them, until we get to a trophy game.
There you go.
Carrier Mills is a decent team. I know they were actually at our game the other night scouting that game, so I guess they're pretty confident they're going to get by that Heron team.
That must be.
Yeah, they were scouting. The good news is they scouted a team they'll never see again after Monday night. So.
They were scouting Jasper?
They were scouting us, but that's not in our normal game.
Oh, I see.
So they won't see that New Hope again.
All right. Tell me about the game on Monday night then. I know that New Hope did not – you changed things a little bit going into that night's game, didn't you? Because you played Jasper. You had played Jasper before, and you maybe had an inkling on what you wanted to do.
Yeah, I mean, we just started research. Me and Sean Rush, my assistant coach, we were talking after each of those first two games, and – Jasper's averaging about 18 points a quarter against us on the year.
They're averaging that against a lot of people.
Everybody. Yeah. And they're averaging 75 points plus, it seems like, about every time we see them. And we decided, you know what, our defense can't really slow them down, so the best defense is basically not to let them have the ball back. Sean played high school ball against Kurt Reed and McLeansboro for 4 years.
Yeah.
So he was real familiar with how to run a stall type of an
right.
offense. So we spent a few weeks talking about it, put it in for we had 3 days to get ready. We had it put in and thought, you know what, this is either going to work like a charm or we're going to look like idiots. So and either way, we had to give ourselves a chance. So,
did it come as a pretty good-sized surprise?
Humongous surprise, it seemed like.
To Coach Shreve? And
well, not only them, but to our own fans. We tried to warn the kids ahead of time. You may want to let your parents know what's going on here. That way they're not screaming, shoot it from the stands every
day. Is that right? It happens more than you think.
It happens a lot.
I was wondering about that. I was I figured it just had to be. Because, Nuha, what do you average? Probably 50?
We average 60 points a game.
60 a game.
Mm-hmm.
And give up probably 50, 45.
45 or so,
something
yes.
like that. So you get up and down the floor. That's 15 mm-hmm. points a quarter.
Yep.
Yeah,
we do pretty well. I mean, we probably outscore everybody but Jasper. So
yeah. And just the you thought the most effective way is to change it, to slow it down,
just to keep it out of their hands. You know, I thought, shoot, if we can keep this low scoring, you know, it's 4-0 after the first quarter.
Yeah.
I know people are going, well, you guys didn't even score. And I thought, no, we're right where we want to be here. We're two possessions down. This is great.
Were you holding or were you passing?
We were passing. We were holding until somebody come, and then we passed it. We had it spread out. You know, we moved the ball. Look, we weren't just going to not shoot. We were just looking for something easy.
Yeah.
So we're looking for a mistake.
We're looking for patient.
Very patient. We like to call it ball control is
yeah.
what we like.
Yeah.
Somebody's calling it voodoo ball and stall ball. We like to call it ball control. We were looking for backdoor layups. We were looking for easy shots. You know, it wasn't like we weren't trying to score. We just weren't going to hurry anything. So
NCOE probably played McLeansboro, I guess, back at the time. Wouldn't have
yes.
been Hamilton County yet. NCOE probably played them 2 or 3 times a
yep.
year.
Every year for 4 years, Sean said. He said he still has nightmares about watching.
Well, he started for 3 years down there at NCOE.
He did.
I wonder if he call Dave Gray and maybe get a couple of tips there, too?
No, he didn't. He didn't need to. He still sees it in his head. He still sees it in his nightmares. So
how different is it? I mean, for the folks who have, because they haven't played like that for a while. I mean, so Kurt Reed, even the last 4, 5, 6 years of Kurt Reed's career, they didn't really have the guards to be able to play that way. But when it's run, when you run the voodoo, how different is it? Because we haven't really seen it in this area for a little while.
Well, first of all, we didn't run the prototypical Kurt Reed ball. We did a little bit different, but same principles. First of all, you got to have five guys who can handle the basketball.
Yeah, that's the
that's a big deal.
That's been the trouble for the last 10 years down at Hamilton.
Yes, County. Yeah, we have five guys who I'm pretty confident handling the basketball. So a lot of it's, you know, it's just spacing. You know, especially if they're in a zone defense, they're giving you some space. You just got to hit the space. You got to, you know, you got to make sure the trap doesn't get to you. They're, you know, people are going to try to trap you out of it. You got to be, you know where it's going to go when it comes out of that trap. You know, you got to be able to dribble away from people once in a while. You know, it's one of those things where you just got to be real patient, real methodical, real patient.
How difficult is it? I mean, presumably, if you're able to make the change in 3 days, the kids are incredibly coachable.
They are great kids. The first day I spent half a practice stopping practice and trying to reaffirm them, hey, we need to be patient. We need to slow things down. Because, you know, all we've done is we've run and had a faster-paced offense all year. So after we brought, you know, we scrimmaged a few days there, and they realized, you know what, this might actually work.
Really?
So they bought in. Second day, they started really buying in.
Is that
right? By the end of the third day, they're thinking, you know what, we have a chance. If we do this right, we got a chance. So.
And the thing is, Tommy, you basically you've got this in your pocket now. If you may, and you may end up needing it again.
Right. No, we said the exact same thing. I know that Cairo team, like they like to run and gun and get up the floor, and they're athletic and big. You know, if we're able to get that far, maybe we break it out again. You know, it's something now the boys, they understand how to do it, and it's something, actually, we can actually use it during a game. You know, we can slow a game down, get a lead.
Just a period.
We'll get a breather.
Just to give a little breather, you know, make the defense work a little bit. So it's something we got in our pocket we can use any time now. So.
That's fascinating. I mean, you see that kind of changing at the high school level. You'll see that kind of sometimes you don't see that kind of changing at the high school or college level. There are college teams that will just basically keep butting their head into a wall and not change whenever change is needed.
Right.
It's fascinating to me to see a grade school team change with their system basically in 3 days.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, we had thrown a little pieces of it in the games about 2 weeks in, I threw little stalls in here and there just to get them in the habit of, hey, we're trying to hold for the last shot or that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, but, the gist of it all came in about 3 days, the formations and the rotations, and that we put that in basically 3 hard days. So,
that's pretty cool.
You know, kids, well, we got a pretty heady bunch of kids out there. Very basketball IQ.
Who are your starters?
Cade Carter's my point guard, very, very smart kid. Bryn Hobbs, who's a move-in, his twin sister plays for Justin.
Uh-huh.
Kane Hickson ball, big kid, athletic.
Bryn's a seventh grader, right?
No, Bryn's an eighth grader as well. So
all three of those are
Kane Hickson ball, and then Caleb Freimeyer. Those guys are all eighth graders.
Okay.
And then Brandon Lane's a seventh grader. He plays with them as well.
How about your bench? How many eighth graders do you have? I recall
I got a couple more.
The baseball team didn't have very many eighth graders.
Yeah, I've got a couple more. Ike Downing's an eighth grader, Arian Musgrave, both eighth graders. First time they've played in a couple years, so they came out and are working hard for us there. And I got 3 seventh graders. Austin Wiggins is a seventh grade guard who had to actually come in overtime the other night.
Oh, really?
Cade Carter fouled out in overtime. He had to come in and actually help handle the ball.
That's a little pressure, isn't it?
That's a ton of pressure, man. I'm super proud of that guy, man. He came in and really worked hard. Ryan Musgrave is a seventh grader, and Austin Dunn. Those 3 seventh graders also dressed.
How about
do
you have any sixth graders?
We don't have any sixth graders dressed this year.
Okay. You had 4-0. You're behind at the first quarter.
Yes.
Still low scoring at halftime. Mm-hmm. What was the halftime?
13-8.
You're still behind?
Behind. We had actually at the buzzer, we got fouled shooting a three and missed 3 free throws. It would have made it 13-11.
Oh.
So, but we, you know what? I went to the locker room saying we held them to 13 points and a half.
Yeah.
We're right where we need to be.
Right.
So, and the only adjustment we really needed to make was if we get down more than that, 7 or 8, we have to speed up a little.
Sure.
And we did. We got down at 8 at one point, sped it up, went on a 10-0 run.
Oh, no kidding.
10-0 run, and then we put the brakes back on.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, do you think that whenever you did turn on the gas there for a minute, did that really surprise Jasper? Because they had maybe adjusted to your speed.
We got a couple baskets because their defense went to set up and assumed we were going to stay out and stall it out.
Yeah.
And while they had their heads turned, we had a couple guys drive the basket and get some shots, you know. But they were so big and athletic, though. We couldn't get anything on the inside for the longest time.
As I recall, it was 31-31 at the end of regulation.
It was 30, right around 30, there, 30-30, 31-31.
Yeah, and we actually, with 3 minutes and 20 seconds left of the fourth quarter, we called a timeout, and we said we're taking the last shot of this game.
Is that right?
And we ran off all 3 minutes and took a shot with 1 second left and just missed a bunny. It rolled out on Kane Hicks. We had a good look, took it right at his guy. Thought he got fouled, but I guess, you know, talking to the people, it was a pretty good defensive play, and it just rolled out on him. Honestly, that we thought the regional was one right there. So. When he gets that close to the basket, he doesn't miss much.
Well, so the overtime comes, and Cade Carter, your point guard, is already fouled out.
No,
he fouls out early
in the overtime.
Yeah, and we actually win the tip in overtime, and we're saying we're gonna take the only shot of this overtime. We decided we were gonna hold the ball.
You are playing. That is McLeansboro game.
It really was.
Went to you might have gone too, the Fairfield versus McLeansboro game.
I was there
back in the early. It was 1990, I think.
90-ish.
With Brian Simpson and Brian Foster, they went to 4, 5, 6 overtime.
I was a freshman that year.
Oh, is that right? Uh-huh. There were like two overtimes there where there was only one shot taken.
Right. Well, it didn't work out as good for us. We actually we held for a little bit and then got a good look and missed it. And then that's when it went down the other end. And actually, that's when Cade fouled out going for a loose ball. They had a collision under the basket.
Yeah.
And, you know, he played two quarters with four fouls and stayed in the game. So,
wow.
You know, that was one of those. He was just being aggressive. Two kids would go after it. They collide, and they had to give it to somebody. So he got it. So.
Well, that happens. That
it happens. Happens.
And how, I was. How did you end up getting the 6-point lead at the end? Did you get fouled after you got a lead? Did you get fouled and just build it?
Well, yeah, we got a 2-point lead, and then you know Jasper was come down and missed a couple shots, and then had to start fouling. And you know we have Brandon Lane, who's actually going to the. Is that the
hoop
the state hoop shoot? Yeah. So he hit two or three free throws. Brent Hobbs came up, hit a couple free throws. Kane Hicks and ball hit. So we just kept hitting free throws, and we got a steal and a layup at the end
really?
In the game that just at the buzzer basically that made it 6. So,
next thing
so
you
we
know,
just stayed ahead.
Next thing you know, you're heading to Red Lake.
It's crazy.
That's pretty cool.
That's a pretty good game.
I've got Tommy Newman here and Justin Hodges. We're talking. We've been talking New Hope Sports. Probably talk a little bit more about that. Might ask him a little bit about some other things too. Here on the Bruce Dickey Show, we'll be back after these words. Thanks for listening. Folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. We're also online all the time at WFIWradio.com. And hey, and don't forget to check out the The Bruce Dickey page there on the website at WFIWradio.com. Just go over there to, I think it's under community, and then there's all kinds of, go under community and click on that, and there's all kinds of different things you can find in there. Swap Shop, Bruce Dickey Show. My guests today are Tommy Newman and Justin Hodges from New Hope School, and they are the coaches in the wintertime. Tommy is the boys' basketball coach. They are playing on Saturday at 1:15. Okay, Tommy, I got to know, you've had 3 or 4 days now with this state game. Some of these kids, did Cade play on the team that went a couple of years ago, or do you have anybody that played?
Yeah, I took those sixth graders down a couple of years ago just because, you know, I wanted them to experience the state tournament run.
Yeah.
So, and they got a chance to play. We had some lopsided games going in, and I got them in. They actually played quite a bit, honestly, so they had a chance to play on that floor a little bit.
What's the current – how's practice been this week?
I'll be honest with you, we took Tuesday off. I just let them relax a little bit. Yesterday we came out, and we're still in a little bit of a lull from all the excitement on Monday. So,
sure.
But not a bad practice.
Did you get a fire truck?
We did. We followed the fire truck through town. So
how about that?
It's good stuff.
Do the kids get? They don't get a climb on the fire truck.
Not anymore. Turns out that doggone insurance, man. It's, I guess somewhere a kid must have fell off or something.
Oh, that's too bad. You got the fire truck ride too, didn't you?
We did,
Justin.
They all climbed in the back of Coach Sutton's truck and followed it. So they were all in the back of the truck waving people, and then all the parents followed them. So
okay, so the game and. Can you buy one ticket and get to stay all day long, or do you even know how that works?
Yep, you can go.
I didn't know that. So you can go down there at what, 9:30 is when they start?
Yep. I traditionally do. If I'm not involved in the state tournament, I generally go down first thing in the morning, just stay all day and watch everybody play. It's a good time.
So. Well, there's 8 games down there this Saturday, and for that matter, you'll have time. You can go down there and watch New Hope play West Salem, then you can go over to Benton and watch the Fairfield Mules play Anna Jonesboro. And then you could leave that game, head up to Wayne City, and watch Edwards County play the Wayne City Indians.
Sounds like Wheeze is going to be busy Saturday.
Wheeze has got a little driving. That's the thing. I'm only covering one of the games. I've got the Mules game. Hopefully we get it. We're still working on getting it put together to cover the New Hope game down there, and that'd be Nick. And Nick will be heading up to Wayne City, too, afterwards. So we'll see how that works out. But that is this Saturday. Tommy and I are both mutual Fighting Illini fans. Tommy, did you get a chance to see the Illini play?
I watched the overtimes last night, and you know, I scream more at the TV during these Illini games than I do probably at my own team.
That's
pretty frustrating
good.
To watch some days,
isn't it? Though,
oh man,
are they going to? There's no athletic director. Are they going to be able to retain? Coach Gross, or are they going to kick him out, or are you on or off the Coach John Gross bandwagon? As a coach,
I have an issue with the lack of defense and rebounding the Fighting Illini.
There is a little bit of lack of defense, isn't there?
Oh man, it's embarrassing some nights, and you know we only allowed I think what Indiana hit 46 threes against us.
Well, that's kind of what we do, though.
Holy smokes.
It seemed like 46.
And you guys had people
playing. How many was it? How many did you get?
18 or 19.
19, yeah. I thought they said.
And you guys had people playing last night. I didn't even know their names. It's like Malcolm Hill picked him up out of his basket weaving class to suit up.
You've got to have you got to play with 5.
You don't have to.
Hey, we don't have Coach Norman on the sidelines. Norman Dale's
my team's on the floor.
My team's on the court.
The way they play defense, it might as well have 4 guys out
the way there, they rebound. All right. So, well, no, that's the question. I think he survives. What's your prediction? Don't tell me what you think ought to happen.
My
tell
prediction
me
is they'll give him
happen.
Another year to get, you know, get all his guys in there. So, but if he doesn't bring, I mean, he's really struggled recruiting as well. We've not got the guys we've been trying to get. So, I don't know how long you let that go. But I'm guessing he'll come back one more.
Illini football going to ever make the return? I know this is depressing.
I'll tell you what, I've almost started therapy over the football program. it's a sad deal every year during football season. I'm like, please just give me a couple wins, just a couple. I'm not being greedy here. I just want to be competitive. But no, they're probably done for another 10 years. I'd say.
I feel bad with the they shouldn't have brought back Bill Cubitt for one thing. Hire a guy, get a new guy rather than somebody who'll be able to recruit. And there are people out there who would have been, I think, successful at Illinois.
I'd like to have gave it a chance anyway. But.
The guy who went to – I'm still bitter about Dino Babers going to Syracuse. I'm still very bitter about that. Justin, I've avoided the subject for 45 to 50 minutes.
You can do it for five more.
All right, who are you going to pick in the Super Bowl? I'm going to avoid, I'll try to avoid all the Cincinnati-Pittsburgh unpleasantness.
Yeah, that's fine. When it comes to Cincinnati's loss, I just moved on to the Calgary Stampeders, ready for the CFL to start.
Yeah, so. how did the Stampede do in the, did they make the playoffs?
Made the semis, so. But the Edmonton Eskimos won the Grey Cup over the Ottawa Red Blacks, who's Jamie's team. So.
Yeah.
We just all just picked CFL teams to root for when they're on ESPN2.
Did you get your Stampede jersey?
Oh, I got
jersey?
A Levi Mitchell jersey hanging up at home.
Levi Mitchell?
Oh, yeah.
No kidding. Yeah. What's he play?
Quarterback. Come on.
Where did he go to school?
I haven't a clue.
Saskatchewan?
But
I'm trying to remember.
But my pick for the Super Bowl, I always root for the AFC, Bengals fan, but I have to say, if you don't believe in Carolina by now, then I don't know if you've been watching NFL this year. So,
Cam Newton is
Keekly's a beast on defense.
Yeah, Cam Newton is a different it's a different quarterback than anybody has seen in years.
Yep.
I was trying to think of one who might have played like him, and
Doug Williams, but he wasn't as big,
and he didn't run at all. So he
John
wasn't
Elway
old.
In his early years, yes. the only one I could basically think of who was that big. And Elway never ran much, but when he did, he was.
What about McNair?
As effective as or Randall Cunningham.
Yeah.
Very good.
Cunningham just wasn't as big, though. I mean,
McNair was a big guy.
Yeah.
And he could run if he needed to. So.
Well, you know, close. The thing is, you look at, I mean, we're only talking about African-American quarterbacks, but those are basically the only one who've been as thick as Cam Newton is. So you're looking at Jamarcus Russell, and you're looking at Vince Young as well. And neither of those guys they both were number one picks or number two pick for Young, and neither of those guys basically wanted to play whenever they got to the pros.
I'd go with Jared Lorenzen, but he's playing in some little pro league in New York.
Jared Lorenzen's still playing.
at
400-plus pounds.
He looks like a sumo wrestler playing quarterback.
You haven't seen any film of that?
Ever since DeMarcus Russell got off the cough syrup, I think he's blown way up, too. So.
Okay, so you're saying the crunk is a health drink.
Well, the purple drink, whatever he called it. Ever since he's got off that, he's bulked up a little.
Tommy, who are you picking this weekend, this Sunday? I've got a full Super Bowl show tomorrow with Marty David.
I got Carolina. I can't doubt Cam Newton anymore. I've been doubting him all year, and I'm tired. He keeps wearing me out.
See, that's the thing. People have been doubting Newton and Carolina because they were terrible last year until like week 12.
I mean, who are they throwing?
And then they
can
won
you name
four
two
in a row.
Guys they throw the ball to? I think
is
one
Kelvin
of them used to
Benjamin
live here in town.
Hurt?
Kelvin Benjamin's out.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, he went on the IR preseason.
Yeah.
Philly Brown, who is Corey Brown. On the television, he'll either be Corey or Philly. And the reason for that is because he knew people named Philly that he didn't like, and he changed his name to Corey. And then Corey was dropping passes in the preseason. So he became Philly in the season.
Gotcha.
So you got that. You got that kind of wide receiver head.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Makes great sense, doesn't it? And then Ted Ginn, the lifeless body of Ted Ginn has been resurrected. I mean, Ted Ginn was terrible for San Francisco.
And Miami.
And all of a sudden, he's now catching. He never caught a pass. You know, you'd watch Ted Ginn, and he would drop everything. He's fast.
He would run, though, his routes. He'd run 100 yards, and he couldn't even throw it that far. So,
yeah.
Super fast guy.
It should be entertaining. And all right, now, I'm not going to ask you because you're participating. Who's going to win the state tournament in boys basketball, Justin?
Well, New Hope. Hey, and don't forget, I want to throw out there real quick, people still need to go support Center Street and Coach Jeff Morris's boys.
That's right. They're playing Friday night.
Yep.
That's exactly
They're in
right.
the Class M Elite 8.
I haven't had a chance. Well, Coach Morris has school.
Yeah. They'll be down at New – they're playing New Athens, so he's been scouting them pretty hard and getting a couple good practices.
What have we heard about? If you've got the report.
They've got a really good point guard. Big
New
kid.
Athens does?
Yeah. This is from what he sounds like and maybe one more post player. So, but Coach Morris has five shooters, so on a big floor like that, he can spread them out. It's about like Coach Newman here. So,
and they've been they've had a solid year all year long too.
Oh, that's they're probably about the same record that New Hope has.
I think they said they were 20-5. I mean, they did lose to New Hope, but
Yeah,
and Jasper. I knew it was going to come up. That's fine. That's pretty good. That's good. Tommy, I haven't even brought up the fact that we worked together years ago. Today, but this is, by the way, kind of like old thrown-off workers from Fairfield National Bank Week. I had Angel McGuire here earlier this week, too. She worked there for like a whip stitch as well.
I worked there for about a month, too.
Did you really?
When I was first out of high school.
Well, at least I wasn't the worst employee they ever had then if Justin
worked. You ain't kidding.
I'm a close second, I think.
I can cover that at many businesses.
Turns out to work at the bank, you got to count. And I was
you see, now that's what became the problem. Have an account and be right at the end of the day.
I mean, those are small details in my opinion, but I guess they thought it was bigger than that.
Best of luck to you this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, folks, for listening to the Bruce Dickey Show. I've got Marty David on tomorrow. We'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks, Justin.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.